Empower Radio presents Welcome to Blissville with the Bliss Lady, Terry Williams. Get ready to connect with inspiring, motivating, enlightening, and joyful guests who are following their bliss. Now, here's your host, Terry Williams.
Well, in case you guys don't know, there is a sexy side to living a blissful life. And every woman has that sexy side. Sometimes it just takes us a little bit longer to figure out, and it might take a little work. Well, today, my guest, returning guest, Lori Bryant-Woolridge, and I are going to talk about how to get your sexy on. Welcome back to Blissville, Lori.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here again.
Well, you know, you have such great information, and I feel like so many times in our lives, no matter what age, what, you know, what stage we're at, what we look like, how much we weigh, anything like that, we have moments and some really big moments of feeling yucky about ourselves, you know, lacking confidence and definitely lacking sexy.
Yes, yes.
And well, and
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You're the go-to on that.
No, it's so true. And you know what? It really doesn't matter how beautiful we may be one day. You know, the next day something happens that kind of punches our confidence in the gut. And no matter what people tell us or what we saw in the mirror the day before, it just doesn't seem to work for us today. So confidence can be a really fleeting thing. And I think it's because so much of the time it's based on things that aren't really real and solid. And so it can be swept away from us really easily.
Yeah, you know, my husband is a photographer, and of course he loves to take pictures of me, and he'll go to post one of them, and I'll be like, are you kidding me? You can't post that. I look terrible in that picture. And he'll say, honey, you look beautiful. And I think he's crazy. I mean, we all have that moment of, ugh.
Absolutely. And then we're so trained, you know, to see our flaws. I mean, I absolutely understand what you mean, because I do hate getting my pictures taken, and because that's all you can see are the flaws, because we've trained our eyes to only see the things that we think aren't right about us. And unfortunately, it really becomes part of our mindset. And even when we're complimented, like your husband does, you can't believe it, because all you can say is, well, yeah, that might be true, but, you know, my tummy's too big, whatever, whatever. So it's a
right.
Sad state.
We always have to bring that other part in, that but.
Exactly.
And I don't mean the but with a double T.
Right, which sometimes can be the issue in itself, but yes, that but.
Yeah. So you have created a place online, Stiletto University, and a fabulous book called The Power of Wow, A Guide to Unleashing the Confident, Sexy You, and have really made it your mission to help women get back to that place where they really fall in love with their sexy self.
Exactly. You know, part of the thing that I really want women to find out about themselves is they are fabulous, no matter what they believe, and based on the things that people are telling them all the time and the ways they are fabulous. Because, you know, the universe and God and people are gifting us every single day, telling us what's amazing about ourselves, but
mm-hmm.
we can't hear it. And so one of the things that Stiletto You and The Power of Wow helps people, women in particular, learn is how to really open themselves up to all the beauty in the world, and themselves being part of that, and really learn to listen and live the life that they want based on who they are now and not who they wish they were or trying to become or they used to be, because we get caught up in that too, the good old days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love that you have so many different, I don't want to say categories, but different areas and actions for everybody to connect with in the book, with your daily field trips and, you know, class assignments. One of my favorites is the daily exercise, the walking thought, where you practice getting mindful and really taking those few minutes of being here,
right,
and being in the moment.
Right. Well, you know, the way the book is set up, it's three different units that are based on your sensual world and individual self, then your social, sexy, social wow and self, and then your sexual wow. And one of the things that goes on throughout is learning and loving who you are through your five senses and bringing joy back into your world. You know, we are so, this, I can't tell you, myself included, how many days you just feel like you're underwater with the economy and everything that's going on. And there's just such this blue, black cloud that seems to hang over everybody just based on what's going on in the country and our personal situations. And one of the things that the Power Wow is going to teach you is how to raise your happiness quotient without spending a dime, without really doing anything but open your eyes and being accepting of all the amazement that really still is here for our choosing. And just because we can no longer buy our sensual pleasures, they're still here for us. And so we take that information and throughout the book teach you how to use that to really find out who you are and build your confidence based on those true authentic things about yourself.
Well, and when you raise your own level of happiness, to me, you're automatically uplifted to a different level. And not only do others see you as being happier and sexier and more sensual, but you begin to see yourself that way because you are feeling so much better about everything around you.
Exactly. And that's really what the secret key is that everybody keeps trying to tell you, that's big mystery, and it's really not. It is just really caring about yourself and your situation. And once you get that nugget of caring about how you look, how you feel, how you act, how you interact, then it becomes an issue of how you take that care and raise it to the level of whatever place you're trying to go. And feeling happy, and I know that last time I left you with my kind of philosophy of, you know, true masters learn through joy. We think that the only way we can learn is through toiling and problems, but you learn so much about yourself by being happy, because when you're happy, your attitude is open, and you're willing to look and think and open your mind to new things and situations and people. And so the happier you are, the more you're able to change your life, whether that's, you know, just trying to figure out how to get through the day to day or how to get your sexy back. So it's a win-win throughout your life.
You know what? And you touched on getting through the day to day. And for a lot of people, that's where they're at. You know, they're trying to get through day to day. And the tools that you present in The Power of Wow really helps people on a daily basis, because this isn't something that you just do once and forget about. Once you start doing the work, it's with you.
Exactly. And that's really, really what I wanted to do. And the message that I wanted to send through Stiletto You and the Power of Wow is basically that, you know, people, we get caught up in the idea that sexy is something that we do, when sexy is something that we are. And sexy has really nothing to do with the bedroom sexy.
Right. It doesn't matter if you're wearing a teddy or a negligee.
Exactly.
It goes way beyond.
Way beyond. Sexy is an energy. It is the wow factor. It's that idea that I feel good about me and the world is mine. And whether that, you know, how big that piece of the world is at that moment is all that matters. And so you will feel sexier if you feel better and feel in control of yourself. And that's what confidence does. It really gives you that feeling of control in all things in your life. And that's really what sexy is. And then you can take that and apply it to any aspect of your life. And so really what we're trying to do in The Power of Wow is to teach you how to be happier, how to really be confident. And it's a confidence that's not surface and based on things that you have. Because you know what? Even the people that used to have a lot of things don't have those things anymore, a lot of them. So
that's the truth.
Right. So it's like when you build your confidence based on stuff, based on, you know, associations with certain types of people or whatever, it's faux. So what we really try to do is teach you to find yourself in your best, truest form and build your confidence there. And I'm just so pleased when I have my students and, you know, we talk and you see the changes in them based on really literally stopping to smell the flowers.
Well, I mean, that in and of itself is so sensual, but people have forgotten about that.
Absolutely, because, you know, they think, again, that sensuality is tied to sex. And sensuality is just something that we use when we want to be sexy. And these hard days, nobody's really quite feeling sexy. And so we are losing touch with the things that make us feel alive, and we're just really stuck living. And that's not blissful, right? That's not what we want to do.
Oh, my gosh. Heck no, that's a cloud I don't want to be on.
Exactly. And so, if anything else, I know that you preach this every day, it's just the idea that you can, happiness is in your power, it is in your control. It's really rejigging your attitude and understanding that with all the crud that's going on, there's still a lot to be amazingly happy about and grateful and feel sexy about.
Yeah, you got it. Well, there is, you know, it's a choice. It is definitely a choice. We all have those moments of despair and tragedy, and we can choose how we're going to go through them. You know, we can choose to not get lost in what's happening and let it bring us down to that place where we completely lack self-confidence. We can't stand who we are anymore, and learn techniques to get us out of it so that we can always maintain a certain level of connection with our happiness and our sensuality and loving ourselves.
Right.
And which isn't narcissistic. I mean, so many people think that loving yourself, and it's kind of on a different tangent here, but really that's what you're teaching. You're teaching women to love and appreciate who they are, and it's not narcissistic. It's a necessity.
Absolutely. And we're so trained as women to be so, put everybody else on the list, and we think of ourselves, our health, everything last. And that's why so many times we wake up and we just feel like a victim. We feel unhappy. We really feel like we're suffocating under all these hats and responsibilities. And so absolutely, part of self-love is making yourself happy. And I know grammatically it's really not correct, but I make the difference of selfish and selfness. And the dictionary term might kind of be the same, but the connotation to me is totally polar opposite. You know, selfish is when you're really just worried about yourself and your own pleasures and, you know, the rest be damned. But selfness is really about taking the time to understand that if you don't love you best, don't expect anybody else to. So the quality of love you give yourself is in direct, directly related to the quality of love you're able to give other people.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's absolutely true that if you don't love yourself first, if you don't take care of yourself first, how can you be anything to anybody else?
Exactly. And you know, at one point that I wanted to piggyback on that you just was saying that. One of the things that I think our sensuality, because we've only allowed it to become part of our sexual lives, that we lose, to me, it's really an adult self-soother. It is the way that we're in the tunnel. We can cope with a sense of, you know, still joy, even though there's a damper on it. But it's kind of our adult pacifier, you know, that ways that we can stimulate ourselves, stay in touch with beauty and delight, even when we're in the tunnel. And so when we get at the end of it, it's not such a drastic, you know, feeling that you've just been totally depleted. So living through your senses is really helpful in keeping you pumped up and alive and thriving even when everything else is weighing on you.
Yeah. And if we were to start with one sense, what would you say would be the first place for somebody to start? You know, if they were going to start focusing on one thing, one part of their senses, you know, right, smell, touch, where would they start?
Well, I think what's really interesting about that is I don't think there's one scent for everybody to start with. I think first thing to do is identify what your primary sense, and most of the times it is sight. I mean, that's how we really kind of explore the world. Mm-hmm. And if you really wanted to take sight and reckon and really pay attention to it, you would realize that you may see a lot, but you're noticing much less than you think you are. So when you walk out of the door, you may see that the trees and the cars are there, but if you really take the time to investigate and get into your sense of sight, you will notice the nuances in the green of the trees or the leaves, mm-hmm. and, you know, all the different fabulous things. So really begin there as an exercise. Okay, if I see, but what am I really noticing? And then go to your next sense that you feel most comfortable with. And for a lot of people, that's either going to be taste or smell. And again, if it's taste, are you really a mindful eater, or are you just shoveling things in your mouth? Because we've become a society where nutrition and calories are more important than the pleasure that we get out of feeding ourselves.
I remember I attended a Buddhist retreat, and everybody has a meal time together, and you don't talk, and you eat as slow as you possibly can. And I think it was the first time in my life that I ever really allowed myself to taste everything that was on my plate. It was incredible.
It is. And what you notice when you slow down and eat mindfully, you notice the textures, you notice the different spices, there is an emotional connection to almost every taste. And if you slow down and allow yourself to experience it, you will you'll just be amazed. And the other thing you'll realize is that you lose weight.
Yeah, because you're eating much slower.
You're eating much less, and you're enjoying it more. And the mm-hmm. same with the walking. So find the senses that you use every day, but really be mindful of them. I mean, we hear a lot of noise, but we don't really listen to a lot. And, you know, you may like certain kinds of music, but listen to something different. Find music that you listen to with your body, not just your ears, and how different instruments connect. And it is such an amazing feeling. And one of the things that I love about this two things I love about just getting reacquainted with your central world, it's a great thing to do with your children, because we as parents have been really wrong about systematically stripping our kids of their sensuality. Because we, you know, when they come, we do everything we can to wrap them up in sensual cocoon, and nothing that we do isn't about stimulating their senses. And as they get older, I mean, talking twos, threes, we turn them into busy bees. You got to go to this class, that class, you know, here, there.
Mm-hmm.
And we systematically strip them of the pleasure that life offers them. And so this is something that you can do with your kids to make sure that they don't lose the gift like we did, and still stimulate yourself and your happiness. So it's a really win-win. And for the grown-ups, if you pay attention to your sensory preferences, you will learn an immense amount about your personality and who you are as a unique individual. Because a woman who likes savory, spicy food, trust me, is not your wallflower. And there are parts of her personality that are lively and adventurous. And once you say, oh, okay, I kind of made that connection, it's a natural thing. It's not something you're trying to be. So then you begin to connect, okay, I'm kind of got this adventurous, lively side to me. And that connects to the kind of sense, whether it's fragrance or other things that you like to smell, and the way you dress. And then suddenly you have built a persona and an image and of yourself that is based on truth and realness, and then people are reacting to you based on who you really are. And then that's a great thing, and then you begin to feel more confident, and it's confidence based on the real you, not because it's a fad, not because, you know, this is what's out. So it really becomes the basis of your true confidence.
Well, and we're talking with Lori Bryant. Sorry about that, Lori.
It's okay.
Lori Bryant Woolridge, The Power of Now, and Stiletto University. And you know, Lori, I have a 20-year-old daughter, and I, you couldn't be more right on target about giving this to children. About 3 or 4 months ago, less than that, I'm sorry, probably 2 months ago, she was really going through a spiral. So last month, I gave her your book again and mm-hmm. said, you really need to take a look at this because of where she was at. I felt like there was so many good things in here to help her move forward. And it wasn't just the sensual part of our senses, but even the social wow, because we forget about what to do in social situations, and we don't necessarily teach them to our daughters.
Right. Well, you know why? Because we never learned them ourselves.
I mean, you know,
it's this really thing where you're and I think that's fabulous, and I thank you, because I get so many clients who say, God, I wish I had known this in my 20s or early 30s. And in our 20s, it's really, truly fake it till you make it.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of are lucky to have, you know, a sense of the tools that we have, whether it's, you know, our bodies are in better shape, you know, our hair is shiny, all that kind of good stuff. And we just kind of move on and go with the flow, and what works, works, and what doesn't, doesn't. And then, so we will hopefully, you know, capture what we want, and then we spend our 30s and 40s building our families. And by the time we get to our 40s, we then start to say, well, God, I don't get this. Am I relevant anymore? I'm feeling like I'm getting past my prime, and I don't even know myself. So you're absolutely right. For young women, and women of all ages, the Power Wow is a great resource in really trying to find out who you are and be grounded in the fabulousness of yourself. It is not, and one of the things I really try to make clear, this is not about making you a sex kitten or a goddess or a diva. It is helping you find yourself and bring into balance the good and the better, and how to work the world on your own terms. And it really is a set of attitudes that are based on joy and compassion and enthusiasm, and how you can take that and grow your own personality based on who you are, and then share that out in the world. And it really matters, because we know that it's sexy and anything else, it's just energy, and you attract the same energy. So if you're putting out negative or insecure energy, that's the kind of energy you get back. If you're putting out compassionate, you know, enthusiastic, loving, confident energy, you're going to draw that to your life.
Exactly. I mean, it goes back to really taking that self-care, being, you know, that fine line between selfish and selfness, and really, you know, fine-tuning who you are and feeling happy. That's what you want to attract in life.
Exactly.
That's what we all want. We want love and happiness.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things I tell the younger women all the time, and particularly those in the social, and they're looking for mates and things like that, the thing that I teach them in the book is forget what they want. Because how many times do we always hear, what do men want? What do they want? And then we read the magazines and go on the internet and listen to the shows about what men want. And then we try to change ourselves to be what they want so they'll pick us. Well, the true thing is be yourself and figure out what you want.
Exactly. What do you want? And I remember telling that to my daughter. Oh, God, she was maybe 14 or 15, and she was dating a boy. And I said, did he ever ask you what you want? I mean, I know you're only 14.
Right.
But what do you want? Who cares what he wants?
Right.
This is about you, not him.
Right. And we are so caught up as women being the providers, whether it's, you know, mothering, nurturing, sexual providers or whatever. And we really are lost when it comes to knowing what we want, even knowing how to receive pleasure, because we're so trained on the idea that art's our job to give pleasure. So it's a fascinating journey, this womanhood that we
go
through.
Yeah, it sure is.
Right. And so I think the more that we recognize that it's okay to be who we are, or as I like to say, being yourself can never be wrong, the happier we'll be, because it's stopping the treadmill of I've got to be somebody else. Where, no, you know what? I'm pretty fabulous the way I am. I'm not perfect, but who is? And so I'm really so thrilled about this book for that reason. And I know it, for some people it might sound very Swami Salami.
Oh, not for me.
I know. But it really is just really, I think, good advice that I've either been told or learned on myself by just, you know, living life with these kind of principles. And it really does work. It really does work.
It really does. Well, you know, time has zipped by. We have to close.
Oh.
I cannot thank you enough for coming back on the show and sharing your gift and, you know, encouraging others to celebrate the gifts of who they are. That's for sure. Listeners, you can find all the information about Lori at empowerradio.com and at Stiletto University. Is there one thing, Lori, that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, first it's stilettou.com.
But, stilettou.com.
You know, I think I want to leave the same message I left last time, which is true masters learn through joy, because it really is true. And in these hard, tough times, there's a lot of joy to be found, and it's your lifeline that's going to get you through it. I mean, it's that whole, you know, blissville type of mentality, but it really does work.
Thank you very much. I love having you here, and I wish you all the best in your endeavors and celebrating women. We need to get this into all college girls, to get this to all college girls for sure.
Yeah, definitely something I'm working on. But I thank you again so much for having me. You're a fabulous host. And we will. I'll be checking up on Blissville and see what's going on.
Bliss on, sister.
Okay, you too. Take good care.